Hey, my name is Frank, and this is 15 Minutes with Frank, and I'm so glad you could be with us today. I know we didn't have a show last week with all the holiday stuff and traveling. I couldn't do it. And this past weekend, I was in Iowa, speaking in Iowa for two different student ministries for their like winter retreat, and it was so much fun. I got so many good ideas. It was a blast. I've never been to Iowa before, and it just seems like a really cool state with lots of cool people and lots of corn. And so it was a good time. So this show is going to be a little different. Usually we talk about what I did the night before in my student ministry, the thing I did in my youth group the last time I did it. And unfortunately, I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel bad about it at all because, our youth leaders work so hard of sacrificing, their time and their energy to be able to serve in the student ministry. And so they deserve some time off. And so I wanted to give them 2 weeks off. So the Christmas Sunday and New Year's Sunday, I wanted to make sure they were off so they were be able to rest, plan some events themselves, hang out with their friends, do whatever. And that way they have 2 weeks off to come back in the new year, pumped and ready to serve. And so I don't feel bad actually. But I'm excited that, this Sunday we have youth group again. I'm excited to serve and get back in the grind, get back in the routine this week. But what I want to do today is answer a question I get asked a lot. The question is, what does my week look like? And I get this question because I feel like sometimes we go into youth ministry and youth ministry is one of those weird things that there's not like a lot of standards. There's no rule, and there's books and stuff like that. And you can get purpose-driven youth ministry or your first 2 years in youth ministry. And Doug has done a great job kind of laying out foundation. But one thing I think every youth pastor knows is that every context is different. Every situation is different. And sometimes you have one or two scenarios where either you feel like you're so busy that you don't know how to organize your week to be the most effective, or you feel like you get so much done in the front end that you have a lot of time in that week. So then you try to spread your week out, but you feel like maybe you're being dishonest, or you feel like you are kind of, taking advantage of the ministry. And so I get asked this question a lot. Frank, you're a full-time youth pastor. As a full-time youth pastor, what should my week look like? And before I answer that question, I got to say this, is that I do not believe there's a rule to this. I don't believe every youth pastor should have the same week because every context is different. First off, I would say, what is your job description? Is it just youth ministry, or is it youth and children? Are you youth and some other aspect of the church? I know when I first started my first full-time ministry job, I was 50% student ministry, 50% janitor. So I had to rearrange chairs, clean bathrooms and stuff like that. So I had to really adjust my schedule accordingly. So if you are looking for a kind of, youth ministry, youth ministry rule of thumb, I would say the first question you have to ask yourself is, what am I required by my church? What has they, is there anything that they said I have to do so many hours of the week? And that might be a point of frustration. Sometimes churches give unrealistic expectations. If they say you need to be 50% of your time, you need to be out of your office with kids, that's difficult because students are in school a lot, right? And unless you really want to focus on those homeschool kids, it's kind of difficult to be spending so much time doing contact work. But at the same time, if they give you unreasonable expectations, you need to be in your office 90% of the time, then that doesn't leave me room for going out and doing contact work. So sometimes you have to figure out what is that the church expects and try to figure out what's realistic for your schedule. Okay, so I want to give you a layout of what my ideal week looks like, but understand this. The layout I have here, I haven't used except for maybe once in my entire life, simply because every week is different, man. I get emails, I get phone calls saying, hey, can we meet? And so I have to kind of plug and move stuff around. And sometimes I have to move stuff to the very beginning of the week so I have more time at the end of the week for meetings or vice versa. And so just know that this isn't a consistent schedule. I wish it was, but it's going to be different for everyone. It's going to be different, especially if you are by yourself and you're the only full-time staff in the student ministry, or if you have a team, it's going to look differently. So what I want to do is, this is going to be available to you on my website, frankgill.me. You'll be able to go there and you can download a PDF of my kind of sample schedule, and you can kind of see here what a given week looks like. And maybe, if it helps you, you could kind of customize it yourself, or however you want to use it. So first, let's begin with this. When I look at my week, whenever I start a new job, which isn't very often, but whenever I start realizing, okay, I need to serve in this church and I have to look at my schedule, I have to figure out what is my number one day off. And so for me, that's Mondays. And so Monday is like the super Sabbath. Like, I have to protect this day with everything. So there's not a thing I schedule. There's not a thing I plan. Like, if a kid wants to meet with me, if a leader wants to meet with me, I never do it on Monday. Like, Monday has to be for myself, for my family, for, you know, my rest. Yeah, I will do bills or something. Like, I will do some, like, chores or errands. But, like, there's no ministry this day. And there can't be. You have to have at least one day. So, like, I think ideally you should have 2 days off in a given week. But, like, I believe that, like, in youth ministry, at your prime, you can go 6 days pretty hard if you need to every so often. So, but there needs to be one day where absolutely no emails are checked. Everything is just rest. And so that's, for me, is my Monday. I literally protect that thing as much as I can. So Monday is my day off. Then when we get to Tuesday, I'll probably wake up sometimes around like 6 a.m. and get ready. You know, it takes a lot of prep to get my beard in the right place. And then around 7 a.m., I'll do my prayer and the word. And this is one thing that's important. You need to schedule your devotion time. Like, maybe some of you are godlier than me, but for me, like, if it's not in my calendar, if it's not in my schedule, it's probably not going to happen. And so I have to put in my schedule every single day prayer and the word. All right. And like, on my day offs, I do it. But like, what's good about my day offs is that, like, I have more flexibility of when in that day I can do it. But like, on my days where I'm working, like, I am such a driven person that, like, I want to get stuff done. Like, I'm thinking about, like, I want to redesign this poster. I had the sermon illustration I need to write down, that like prayer and the word will, like, I'll lose it if I don't schedule it. So in the very top, very beginning of the day, prayer and the word, that's like about, you know, 20 to 30 minutes of me just kind of talking to God, thinking about my day, asking for help, and then kind of spend some time in scripture. You know, everyone has their own kind of devotional thing. What I'm really trying to do is just, I'm going to be honest, I'm not doing like a Bible through the year. I'm not trying to rush through it. I'm reading a book and I read a chapter a day. And I'm just spending time in God's word that way. And that's the season I'm in right now. So prayer and the word, starting out the day. And after that, on Tuesdays, bi-weekly, every other week, I have this, like, our campus, like, the campus I serve at, there's three campuses at my church. The campus I serve at, we have all the men that serve at this campus get together bi-weekly, kind of just for, like, this really raw time of, like, accountability and, like, I don't want to say discipleship as much as it's just like accountability and community. And we just kind of come together as men and just talk about our lives, talk about our struggles, talk about what we're going through. And then we pray for one another. It was something that's kind of neat. I think we're the only campus that does that. But yeah, every other week we get together for an hour and a half for just prayer and just true accountability. It's a really cool thing. Then after that, we all leave from that meeting into a campus staff meeting. So what that means is, like, everybody from my campus gets together at 9 a.m. And we actually call it pastries with the pastor. And what that means is, like, our pastor brings, like, donut holes or some kind of sweets or something. And we get together and we just talk about how the past Sunday went, kind of like our highs and lows for the week. And we just quickly pray for each other. We spent about 30 minutes doing this. And it's a cool thing because our building, our campus is the biggest campus of the three campuses. And, like, even though we work together, sometimes we're so far apart in the building, we never see each other. So our church, or our campus specifically, said, like, for an effort for us to be able to kind of make sure we are in community with one another, every Tuesday morning for 30 minutes, we get together at the beginning of our day, kind of talk to each other, pray for each other, and then we can go off on our day. And so it's kind of a cool way to start the week. And then the next thing I do, and one thing you're going to see if you look at this document, is that I schedule time for emails every single day. So it's one of those things where it's like, I have to schedule emails, because otherwise I will do emails all day long because I get so many emails. And so I schedule a time to do emails. And on Tuesday, I spend the most time on the emails because that's the longest I've gone without checking my emails or really dealing with emails. And sometimes I'll get an email on like Friday or Saturday and I'll just kind of keep it as open. And then I won't like deal with it. I might read it, but I won't deal with it until I get in the office on Tuesday. And so I have a time set for emails, maybe your context is different. Maybe you don't get a ton of emails, so you can shorten this up. Maybe you just like spend 20 minutes on emails, but in this time I follow up on emails I've received over the weekend, things I need to deal with. I also kind of maybe have some emails I need to send out Whatever the case may be, I do that. And then after that, I begin the very beginning steps for my youth group prep. And what that means is this, is like I kind of look over like, okay, earlier this year, I kind of set a schedule of what I'm going to preach out through the whole week. So what is the text I'm going to be in? Are there any kind of like special events that are coming soon that I need to be mindful of that maybe I can tie into that week? Are there any kind of like cultural things that I should be mindful of that I can maybe think about maybe introducing a funny video or a funny game? You know, I really kind of the very preliminary steps of the actual youth service begins at this time. So I spend about an hour kind of like setting stuff up. Sometimes that's just really starting my message then. Like if it's just a normal week where there's nothing happening and there's nothing like big coming up that I need to really work on for the next service, I'll just say, okay, so let me just read the text about 10 times, kind of outline it, break it down, or if it's like if it's more of a topical message, kind of start like doing some research of like what's a lot of scripture that has to do with that specific topic and kind of figure out what scripture in context works for that best topic. And I kind of maybe start gathering some illustrations and stuff like that. Maybe I'll even like browse around certain like YouTube videos or something like that to try to get more illustrations and ideas. So that way, when I actually start doing my message work, I kind of have like already like the workstation, right? Then one thing you'll see is every single day I have either lunch and or contact work. And so I feel like the best time I can do contact work is over lunch. And so if I can go to a school during lunchtime, I can kill two birds with one stone. I can eat and hang out with kids. Or I can eat with a volunteer leader, or I'll just set up a meeting at this time where I'll just have a lunch meeting with either another staff member that we have to anyways, or something like that. Or I'm just eating lunch. Like, that's as simple as that. And then the rest of my day on Tuesday is spent for the most part on future events. So I always know there's a big event coming up. So like right now, I'm in the middle of the season getting ready for Big Winter Weekend. I'm like 6 weeks away from Big Winter Weekend. That is like our winter retreat. It's like a mini conference for students in the middle of February. And so every single Tuesday, I'm punching out emails. I might be preparing my message or some aspect that I'm involved in, doing graphics work, doing advertising, contacting other churches. Like I'm spending majority of my afternoon on Tuesday focused on that, right? And then at the end of that, the last 30 minutes of my day on Tuesday, I spend writing thank you letters. So one thing that our church has really instilled in us is really showing appreciation to our volunteers. And one thing it desires for every single staff member to do is once a week write two letters to two different volunteers in your student ministry to tell them to thank you. So the church provides for me thank you cards, envelopes, stamps, and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, I have like a program that has everyone's address. And so I use that information to write thank you letters. So I think about this past youth service, like, you know, did any leader do something that was, you know, pretty above and beyond? Or was there even a student that I can like kind of say, hey, thank you for being infused and just kind of making them feel good? Everyone loves handwritten letters. And so I've tried to create it into my weekly, like, rhythm to write thank you letters. I know a lot of people who do that, and dude, it's great. So after that, Tuesdays I try to keep off, and I go home, watch TV, all that good stuff. Wednesdays, I start to, this is my longest and earliest day. Wednesday is the biggest day for me. So on Wednesday mornings, I wake up super early, like maybe 5:30, get ready, and then I have a men's breakfast with all the leaders, all the male leaders of my student ministry. So I want to make sure that all my volunteer leaders feel appreciated and feel like they're growing. And so I decided to say, I threw this out to my male leaders to say, hey, what if we get breakfast every Wednesday morning? Super early before everyone gets to work. We have a guy who's a teacher, so he has to do it like at 6 a.m. And so we get together, we go to McDonald's, we go to Chick-fil-A, we go to IHOP, we go to these different breakfast spots. And literally we just get together, we have breakfast. And I just ask him, what's your high and what's your low? And tell me how I can pray for you. And then if I can just listen, I'll just listen. If I can impart any kind of like pastoral wisdom, I'll impart pastoral wisdom. And dude, sometimes I get stuff out of it. So it's a good time. From there, I'll do my prayer and the word, and then I'll start doing my message prep. I'll do my message prep pretty much all morning till lunch, unless I have some kind of like on Wednesday mornings, we'll have our monthly staff meeting sometimes, but I'll do my message prep pretty much all morning on Wednesday. And then from there, I'll do the lunch and contact work, and then I'll spend like maybe an hour if I need to do any emails or stuff like that. And then Tuesday evenings, I kind of separate for myself for either personal development, like reading books that can help me become a better youth pastor or a better pastor in general, or I'll do meetings. Like, I'll have to add some meetings to the week where I have to meet with a leader, meet with some other staff member, or meet with another youth pastor in the area, or networking. So I'll meet with other youth pastors in the area. Maybe I'll work on some stuff for this podcast, or, you know, that kind of stuff. I intentionally work in personal development meetings and networking in this time, and I only give myself like an hour or two for this, so that way I can still be faithful to everything else in the ministry. Thursday comes around. It's Thursday and Friday are more normal times of waking up and stuff like that, praying the word. And then on Thursday, I'll do the preliminary thoughts on games. And so I'll be the first to say, I hate planning for games. This is where, like, I heavily invest on other websites like DYM, Youth Men, all this other stuff that has great games, because I'm not the kind of guy that just wants to play games all day. But one that's been really cool is I've entrusted another volunteer leader to really start working on games for me. And so he gets game ideas and he just kind of lets me know. And usually around Thursday or Friday, he lets me know what games he wants to do. And then I just, all I have to do is then at that point, plop them into the computer. And then this time I also work on Planning Center. Planning Center is kind of what kind of organizes our schedule. And I'll start scheduling people into the ministry and like what, you know, this person's doing, you know, lights and sound, this person's doing games, whatever, you know, I'll start putting people in places and start kind of writing out the order of service for the service. Then I do some emails, lunch and contact work. And then at this point, I will review my message. And I spent so much time on Wednesday that I want to take a step back and kind of really look at it and say, okay, let me reread it one more time to make sure if there's something that doesn't make sense. Maybe I got my head's too deep into it. I need to take a step back to kind of review it again. And then at this point, this is the one thing I've been getting a practice of for the past like 2 years. And it's been so valuable. It's actually practicing my message. There's something different between talking, like writing out your message, to actually practicing your message. That when you actually say your message out loud, one, it helps you kind of memorize your sermon. So that way you're not so dependent on your notes. But two, when you actually speak it out loud, you kind of realize, oh, this actually doesn't sound right. You know what I'm saying? Or, oh, this illustration won't make any sense because it's like I'm stuttering because I don't really know it, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Practicing my message has been some of the greatest like tools I've been able to use to actually hone my preaching skills. Then after that, we have a sermon eval. And what that is like, almost all the pastors in our church get together on Thursdays at 3 o'clock in the youth room, and whoever's preaching in the main service that week your sermon has to be evaluated. And so I get to sit in that and kind of help critique the message and be a part of the sermon every single week for the church proper, right? Then I have off, but after that I do have a personal small group. Has to do with the students. It's just like an adult small group that I lead with people who, some of them, like I have two people in my small group who are actually volunteer leaders, but the rest are people who just go to our church. And I think that's important. I think it's important to be in a small group that has nothing to do with student ministry, because you need some time to be a Christian apart from your student ministry, right? Then we got Fridays. Fridays is prayer and the word. Then on Friday morning, when I get in, I try to spend some time doing graphics and communication. So this is where I will make my sermon slides. This is where I will make any other kind of graphics I need to do. If the worship guy sends me song lyrics and we don't have the slides for that yet, I'll work on that. Then after that, I work on the small group questions, because at that point, the message has kind of marinated my brain long enough time, and I've already made the slides that I know what I want the students to get. So I will make the small group questions for the volunteer leaders, so that way they can ask questions during small group. Then lunch and contact work and some more emails, and then from there I begin some more design work with like the bulletin, and where I will write the order of service and then actually have it like printed, and I will print the bulletins, I'll print the order of service and all that kind of stuff. So like the actual print stuff that needs to be like handed to students and stuff like that is done, and it's already printed and it's laid out and it's cascading in our youth room and it's ready. And then after that, the last thing I do on Friday is I think about my leader meeting. So every Sunday, right before our student ministry, we have like a 30-minute leader meeting. And in that leader meeting, we spend about 15 minutes kind of going over the order of service and explaining what the service's flow is going to look like. And then I spend about 5 to 10 minutes doing one of two things. Either I will do some kind of leader training which has to do with how to make them a better leader in the student ministry, or I will do a like a devotional, kind of like encouraging them in their walk with Christ, helping them become a better disciple. So then on Friday nights, I always write this. I'm either off or I'm doing a special event. You know, like if I have like a laser tag night, or if I'm doing something like a youth event, then those are going to be probably on Friday nights also. Or I'll go to students' events, like a football game, a sporting game, a play. I leave that open for that thing. But I definitely don't try to do more than two a month on Friday nights. I want to keep my Friday nights kind of to myself, for myself and my family. And then on Saturday, that's my other day off. And so hopefully, Lord willing, if everything's going great, I have the entire day off. But if I don't, sometimes I leave it open for special events like a youth event or even students' events that might have to happen. But I, like I said, no more than two a month. I mean, so that way I can really have 2 days off, which is important to me. And then Sunday is just like a crazy day. I come in early for church, and then on Sunday morning, my only responsibility is to kind of be like a pastor on site. So I just kind of stand in the breezeway, and as people walk in, I greet them. I kind of help when needed. Sometimes I do what's called service hosting, which is like kind of like where I go up and I give the announcements, and at the end I give the benediction. But I'm just kind of like being a pastor on site. And it's cool when I see my kids come in, I give them high fives, I give them hugs, I welcome them. I say what's up to my volunteer leaders, but I just kind of chill. Then after that, I'll get lunch. Typically, it's out. I'll try to get lunch with one of my volunteer leaders, or I'll just eat lunch at church, because sometimes there's lunch provided at church. But I'm usually not going home. So after lunch, sometimes, very rarely, I'll go home and I'll just spend the next couple hours resting till I have to come back. But typically, I might have to do something, right? I might have to rearrange some chairs. I might have to do, you know, maybe there's some last minute prep work that I have to set up. Maybe I have to go get snacks for the evening. There's something that usually I have to do. And honestly, I don't mind staying around the office after church on Sunday, just kind of relaxing. There's been many Sundays where, like, I didn't have anything to do, but I didn't quite want to go home. So I just kind of laid down on one of my couches in the youth room and took a nap. And then I woke up, and then students came for worship practice, which is right after that. We have worship practice, which is led by students and one volunteer leader. After that, we have our 30-minute leader meeting. And after that is Fuse. So with that being said, everyone's schedule is different. And, like, I'm going to give this out, but don't feel like this has to be the rule. This is subjective to your context. But if you have a question like Frank, you know, I feel like I have so much time in my week. Like, I have way more time, and I feel kind of guilty about it. What should I do? Like, 100%, one of three things. Find students that you can hang out with, spend time with them, and build that personal relationship. Find volunteer leaders to hang out with, or do some personal development and networking. So, like, find other youth pastors you can grab some time with and just pick their brain and get ideas of, like, what they're doing in their student ministry. Or do some personal development. Like, one thing I would always encourage a youth pastor to do is you can never spend enough time honing your preaching skills, right? So I think that, like for some of us, we spend a lot of time some youth pastors spend a lot of time purchasing full manuscripts and then don't necessarily spend the time and the work working on those manuscripts to make it their own. I think it's great to, like, hey, if you have a lot of time in your week, don't use a manuscript. If you use a manuscript, if you have to buy a sermon, maybe if, like, find out what their verse is and what the main point is, but then really develop it on your own. One thing I do when it comes to messages is, because I love the process of writing my own sermon, is I'll go and get someone else a series simply because I want the graphics and I kind of want to see what their scope and sequence is. But, like, 98% of it, I'm making my own. I'm ripping that thing apart. I'm not using any of their illustrations. I might use one or two of their transitions. I might use their text, but I'm going to really, really make that own, because I want to contextualize that to my students, because my context is going to be different than your context. And so I really want to make it my own. But if you're saying you're too busy, then I have to ask yourself, like really evaluate your week and figure out, like, is everything I do really beneficial? Because I feel like we love being busy, but being busy doesn't always mean productive. Like, at the end of the day, what do you have to do? What do you have to make sure that your youth night is great and that your kids are growing in Jesus? Ask yourself those questions, man. Feel free to download this, the outline, the kind of the Excel sheet, I guess, at frankgill.me. Click on podcast and there you'll be able to kind of download that and kind of maybe edit it and make it your own. If you have any questions, hit me up on my social networks, guys. It's been so much fun talking to you. I know this is a little bit longer, but we had a lot of good stuff to talk about. My week is busy. Your week is busy. Thank you for spending a little bit of time adding me to your weekly schedule to talk about student ministry. God bless you guys. See you.